The church's music from the 20th century. The 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's been a long time since we played Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Just kind of the various changes in schedule. But it brings us to this Friday afternoon, August the 7th. And we thought, since it's been so long, why don't we play it again? It's a simple game we'd like to play with our listeners where we pick four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We put them together and we play them for you. You listen, and then you give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, and your votes decide which should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We like to sweeten the pot a little bit for our listeners by giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. But the real pleasure is in simply playing the game, listening to the sound bites, reviewing what we've heard here, and giving you a chance to chime in and say which one you think should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Scott Klusendorf, a regular guest, answering the question, why use images when arguing against abortion?
We show images, not as a substitute for good arguments. We bring it when it comes to making the scientific case for the humanity of the unborn and the philosophical case for their value. But pictures change how people feel about abortion. Facts and arguments change how they think, and both are vital for changing behavior. Every social reform movement that's been successful in the last 150 years has used graphic imagery. American and British missionaries in the Congo at the end of the 1800s smuggled out crude photographs of children that King Leopold II of Belgium had exploited by cutting off their hands and legs because they didn't gather enough rubber for his insurgent troops. And pretty soon, Leopold was out of business. If you look at what happened with slaves here in the U.S. with crude black and white photographs of Africans beaten on the back, the civil rights era, you saw pictures of black men being lynched. These graphic, horrible pictures did what no talking could ever do. And the same is true with abortion. Father Frank Pavone puts it real well, says America will tolerate abortion as long as it never has to see abortion.
That's soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf. Why use abortion images? If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Same is true for your votes via Twitter at IssuesETC, or if you vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's soundbite number two. It's Pastor Hal Sinkbile. We were talking with him recently about what he called our space and time problem and Jesus' solution.
Of course, every Christian believes that the work of Jesus is what saves us. The question is, how do we get in touch with that? And, of course, that all happened a long, long time ago in a place far removed from us. So the question is, how do we link up with Jesus and his cross And I think too many Christians have the idea that you either retreat into your own heart to sort of somehow find him there, or maybe make some mental or emotional leap of meditation to try to get back into time and space and somehow connect with what happened there that Good Friday. The question is, where do we find Jesus and how do we get in touch with him? And of course, the contention of the scriptures and our Lutheran confessions is that Jesus comes to us and he connects with us by means of that word which is preached and the sacraments which we receive.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Hal Sinkbell, our space-time problem and Jesus' solution. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. And our Facebook fan page, we've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Kristen Day. She's a regular guest, and she is president of Democrats for Life. Here she's explaining why Democratic politicians generally, and especially in the case of the Senate vote last week, defend Planned Parenthood.
They are big supporters of the Democratic Party and give lots of money to Democratic candidates. So they're a bully, and they can bully people saying, we're going to run primaries against you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I think some people are scared. But we have to get past that, and we have to look out for the women in this country who, you know, if you go to Planned Parenthood as a pregnant woman, you have a 98% chance of getting an abortion because they did 330,000 abortions and only helped 5,000 pregnant women with prenatal care. So if we're really looking out for the best interests of women, we're going to put the Title X funding where it will do the most good and help women either prevent unintended pregnancies or provide prenatal care. Is the Democratic Party watching out for the corporate interests of the abortion industry? You know, we don't protect any other corporation as a party, so this should be no different.
That's soundbite number three, Kristen Day of Democrats for Life, why Democratic politicians so often defend Planned Parenthood. 1-877-623-6943. Vote for that soundbite by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Get ready to vote. This is our fourth and final soundbite for your consideration on this Friday afternoon, August the 7th. It comes from Pastor Tom Baker, a weekly guest with us. Here he is talking about the real gospel in John 3:16.
For God so loved the world is not the gospel, because he loves everybody. Even the people that will go to hell, God still loves. The gospel is the next part. That he gave his only son, and here we go again, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And what does it mean to believe in him? Not that he existed, or not that he died, or that he rose, but that he died for you. He rose for you. The belief, the object of saving faith, are always the promises connected to the gospel of Jesus Christ, of his suffering and his death, which is the goal of the Christian church to witness.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, the gospel in John 3:16. Now it's time for your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This break is a perfect time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, why use abortion images? Soundbite number two, Pastor Hal Sinkbile, our time and space problem. Soundbite number three, Kristen Day of Democrats for Life on why Democratic politicians so often defend Planned Parenthood. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker on the gospel in John 3:16. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. We'll go right now to our Facebook fan page and vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Soundbite of the Week right after this. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Postmodernity is, well, vehemently anti-institutional.
Pastor Chris Roseborough, host of Fighting for the Faith, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
Institutions are bad in the way of postmodern thinking, and that would include an institutional church. And so people who've bought into postmodernity, they'll talk about the church as a movement. It's a dangerous way to think about the church because a movement doesn't need office holders. A movement needs leaders, leaders that get results.
You can listen to Chris's entire presentation, Making the Case Against Vision-Casting Leaders in the Church, on a new audio DVD of the 2015 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. For more information, look for the DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, August the 7th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get them in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, or just send us a tweet with your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, at Issues ETC. Four candidates. Soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, why use abortion images? Soundbite number two, Pastor Hal Sinkbeil, our time and space problem and Jesus solution. Soundbite number three, Christian Day of Democrats for Life, on why Democratic politicians so often defend Planned Parenthood. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Tom Baker, the gospel in John 3:16. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dana in Kansas says, my vote is for soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, why use abortion images? That entire program helped me realize that showing abortion images is important. I believe in standing up for the unborn, but always felt uncomfortable with showing the images. When the guest spoke about how images helped further further other social causes, such as ending slavery, I realized how these images must be shown. They are a wake-up call to everyone regarding what really happens in abortion. Dana, thank you very much for your vote in Kansas, and thanks for listening there as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us that tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Landon in Evansville, Indiana says this, a vote for soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, why show abortion images? Images are so very important today. If you don't see something, it can be marginalized and pushed out of your mind. These images are horrible and gruesome, but no more so than the act of abortion. It's hard to deny the humanity of the unborn when you see their hands and their feet on a tray. That is quite true. Landon, thanks for listening out there in Indiana. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Talkback@issuesetc.org. send us a tweet at IssuesETC. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Steve is on the line. Steve, thanks for waiting.
I will vote for number three. I believe that lady's probably been saying the same things for years, but now the iron is hot, and this is a time that that very question could be asked over and over again publicly, especially with election topics coming up. I think it could that question could have a chance to really transform that issue in society right now.
Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling your Vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. He's voting for Kristen Day of Democrats for Life. Why Democratic politicians so often defend Planned Parenthood? Sometimes it's just a question of the money, in fact. Pamela in Pinckney, Michigan, votes for soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf. Use the pictures because people can't ignore them like they do pretty pictures of babies and overused slogans. I always have kind of wondered about abortion ads that show healthy, full-term babies, because that's not how abortion ends. Even though I love babies and I love the pictures, that's not how abortion ends. Mary in Missouri says, I have to agree, number one, especially in the society where everything is image-driven, they can say that videos might be edited, but photos of the dismembered bodies, not so much. Mary, thanks for listening in Missouri. We still have plenty of time for your votes and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package as we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon, August the 7th. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, it's called the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers. That is a self-explanatory title, if there ever was one. It's just the assemblage of good questions asked by many lay people and others when it comes to the New Testament. The kind of questions you'll hear in Bible class, the kind of questions that pastors get asked and answer all the time. It comes from Concordia Publishing House, the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call and order the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers. You will not regret it. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August, the Big Book of New Testament Questions and Answers. David in Colorado has this vote. He says, Pastor Sinkbile's intriguing observations made me wonder if Doctor Who might not be a Lutheran. Seriously, I thought I had not thought much about Jesus in time and space and how this is this way, too. He is the center and the resolution. I choose this soundbite because it is intriguing and stirs the cobwebs of my lazy mind. But isn't that part of why we listen to Issues, Etc.? David, thanks for listening out there in Colorado. Via Twitter, Joe says, I have to go soundbite number four because everything revolves around the Savior, Jesus. Doris listens out there in Canada. She says, my tweet doesn't give enough room to explain. I vote for soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, why I use abortion images. I think about how many times throughout history it did make such a huge difference when visually people got a glimpse of the truth. Different genocides were ignored, dismissed until photographic truth was made public. We need to hope that this would change hearts and minds when no argument can be made that this can be right. That's quite true. Thank you very much for listening out there in Canada. Scott listens in Indiana. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I vote for Hal Sinkbile. I think his thing sums up what it says in LSB 629. Yet is God here? Oh, yes, by word and promise clear.
Very well stated. Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening in Indiana. Well, according to your vote this week for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, the winner is soundbite number one, Scott Klusendorf, why use abortion images?
We show images not as a substitute for good arguments. We bring it when it comes to making the scientific case for the humanity of the unborn and the philosophical case for their value. But pictures change how people feel about abortion. Facts and arguments change how they think, and both are vital for changing behavior. Every social reform movement that's been successful in the last 150 years has used graphic imagery. American and British missionaries in the Congo at the end of the 1800s smuggled out crude photographs of children that King Leopold II of Belgium had exploited by cutting off their hands and legs because they didn't gather enough rubber for his insurgent troops. And pretty soon, Leopold was out of business. If you look at what happened with slaves here in the U.S., with crude black and white photographs of Africans beaten on the back, the civil rights era, you saw pictures of black men being lynched. These graphic, horrible pictures did what no talking could ever do. And the same is true with abortion. Father Frank Pavone puts it real well, says America will tolerate abortion as long as it never has to see abortion.
That's soundbite number one, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Scott Klusendorf, on why use abortion images. Doris, you get the LBR bundle package. Send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. That's Doris in Canada. Folks, you can order an audio DVD of the 2015 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. We will send it to you, to the non-conference attendees, for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc., before Labor Day. You can place your order by check, make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Be sure to write conference audio DVD in the memo line of the check. You can also order online. Just click the audio DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org. It has more than 8 hours of teaching, preaching, and singing on the audio DVD of the 2015 Making the Case Conference. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to look forward to Sunday morning, according to the one-year lectionary, talking with Pastor David Peterson about the Pharisee and the tax collector in Jesus' famous parable from Luke 18. We'll continue our series on the Lutheran Confessions with Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House. We're going to talk about the second article of the Creed, the Son of God, from Luther's Large Catechism. Well, sometimes we have to be shown. We have to see what it is, and abortion doesn't end in a live baby, so maybe the pictures shouldn't be of live babies. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. ADCRUCEM.com.